Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Frank Sinatra starting off our week of shows here on Journey into the Light. Spiritual Radio coming to you live, streaming live on Blog Talk Radio, the largest radio network online. And also we're streaming live on Facebook. So, and we have a great guest for you tonight. Great guest all through the day today. We'll be going with the doctor coming up in an hour. He does medical intuitive work, Dr. Scott Warner. And then tonight's late show at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific time is going to be psychic medium Little T coming up. Medium Michelle tomorrow night. So there you go there. So hope you guys stay with us tonight. All you have to do to get a reading, again, is call into the radio show. 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone, folks. That's all you got to do, okay? I do want to say one quick word about our mission, about that we go and we help our homeless mission, helping folks that need a helping hand. It's called Love in Action. And we don't just help the homeless, we help those in need. And over the weekend, we were able to help so many folks, and we put up some of the pictures of folks that we help. But also, over the weekend, last Thursday, we did a fundraising effort here on the show to turn on the electricity of 4 families. That fundraising effort, for whatever reason, I'm sure a lot of people's minds are focused to Florida, but the fundraising effort failed. It was a big blow to my heart. I do apologize for ending the show kind of a down moment, but I'm happy to report that with my partner in Love in Action, Jennifer Taylor. She runs Quantum Touch. It's a healing modality. She's a beautiful soul. Her and I were able to split the bill, these four families electric, and turn on their electricity. So now they have power. And these families all have little kids, just couldn't say no to them. And, but that, you know, that's all I can do out of my own account. And so, so we have another family that when I came and visited them this week, you know, we have no way of turning on their power, and they have three small kids, and, you know, and they're just, it's just a bad scene. And so today, if we can raise $250, it's not a huge amount, we can turn on their power. So, you know, you don't have to donate, but I'm saying if folks can, please donate to Love in Action. You can either use the GoFundMe link or you can use PayPal, and all of that is posted on the radio show page. I can help you with that if need be, or you can go to I'll post it here shortly on the live feeds on Facebook. So it's all about spirituality and helping one another. And I'm sure, like my friend Scott Warner in the chat, who does a lot of spiritual work, will tell you that spirituality is about helping your brother and sisters. Some people think spirituality is, hey, I'm a psychic, I'm spiritual. No, even me being a spiritual radio host, that don't make me spiritual. What makes us spiritual, folks, is loving our brothers and sisters and helping them out where they're at. And I know some of us are in situations ourselves where we can't, and that's understandable. And in the future years, you probably will be. But those folks who are listening to me right now, I'm sure God is stirring your heart as far as wanting to help, as that's God. God's my co-pilot in this mission, and God has told me many times, Michael, you go and put the word out, I'll stir the hearts of people. So, and that is how we have worked this ever since last Christmas. So, there you go there. So, okay, so that's an update on that, where we're at there. Hello, there's someone in there from Glasgow. Great, great to see you, Marie. So, great to see everybody. And so let's start the show, right? So call on in again, 347-884-8245. If you are on the Facebook live app, you can stay there, but call in to hear the show. And just, but please share this out to as many people as you can is all I really ask. Please share, and share some more. Yeah, groups and things like that is great. Linnea Starr is here for the hour, so we got a great amount of time to be with all of you folks. Linnea is simply amazing. Her readings, the number of hits that she gets is unbelievable week after week. I sit here and just amazed, and her topics are always really great. So they're really in for a great show here tonight. I should say this evening or this afternoon, depending where you're at, right? We're kind of in the middle of the time zones here across this beautiful country of ours, right? All right, so there you go there. I'm sharing as well. I wouldn't ask you guys to do anything more than I'm not doing. So this is a community effort. We're all in this together. We are a family. And if you're not friends with me yet, please send me a friend request, okay? So you can hear about all the shows coming up. And then, again, I want to repeat, everybody is welcome everybody is welcome to call in today, okay, on any show, okay? So even if you can't donate, okay, just understand that for every show. Everybody is welcome, okay? I got to keep repeating that to folks because people are getting a misnomer that, you know, oh, you got to pay, oh, you got to don't. No, you don't. You know, that's for folks who can and want to help others, okay? It's a beautiful thing we're doing. and we're going to keep it as a beautiful thing. Okay. So, and the doctor comes in an hour. And Pamela in the chat says she just made it through Irma. Amen. Praise God for that. And I'm glad you're safe, Pamela. So, as I said earlier, I do believe that prayers definitely made the storm weaker. All the prayers of the world were so great that the angels presented it to God, and God said yes. And I do believe that with all my heart. So, okay, there we go. All right, so let's go to our switchboard here, you guys, and you still, we have lines you can fill up, 347-884-8245. After you call in, press the 1 on your phone, okay? Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And let's go and bring in our guest, as we always do here on Journey into the Light. And let's bring in Linnea Starr to the show. Welcome back, Linnea.
Hi, thank you so much. And I agree with you totally. I think it was the prayers that were heard in heaven that helped defray some of the horrific storms we were experiencing. And let's hope that everybody is safe and sound. And I hope that that permeates through the fires, the floods, the rain. I hope everybody's safe and sound. And let's hope it's over soon.
Yes, amen on that for sure. Amen. What is our topic today, Linnea?
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to find a saint that might exemplify good weather or helping in the weather. And I happened to find a saint named Saint Medard, M-E-D-A-R-D. And I believe this individual was born in France. And from early on in life, he seemed to have an ability to calm storms or calm, you know, things going on in the community. So as he grew up and became ordained, he was known for someone who was a peace bringer and a peacemaker with weather and situations going on in the country. So I thought it would be appropriate to bring him up. His feast day is June 8th, and he is considered to be a harbinger of safe travel through storms, snow, rain, and sleet. So if everybody could say a little prayer to Saint Medard, hopefully he would also hear us and help calm the storms that seem to be invading so many parts of our wonderful earth.
Oh, that's great. Amen on that. Yeah, that's a great saint to pray to. And I believe in definitely prayers and I believe in praying to the saints and Mother Mary and all of them, because they all present, you know, the prayers to God. And
hopefully, right? When they're especially in this real emergency, sometimes the more prayers are heard, I think the sooner we'll have an alleviation of the situation. And you gave me something tonight, so I have to thank you for that. I had a wonderful fiance that, you know, I was planning to spend the rest of my life with, and sadly he became ill with a brain tumor. And he had a valiant battle, but he passed away, sadly. That song you played tonight, Fly Me to the Moon, that was our song. So I want to thank you. When I heard it come on, I was like, oh, my gosh. So he used to sing that to me. And, you know, we would listen to it. We would dance to it. So I want to thank you for giving me a beautiful connection tonight. I really appreciate it. Thank you so, so much.
Wow, that's nice to hear, because last night once I was loading the shows up and I was thinking of what song to play for your show, that song just came to me that was the one that you would connect with.
And I did. And I still feel, too, that for the holiday season, maybe we can speak, you know, inbox or talk privately later. I'd like to do the memorials for Christmas for the mission, and maybe we could use the symbol of the bell, you know, a little bell symbol, because it brings for happiness, and we could even write the person's memory name. If it was in memory of loving John Smith, we could put a little title on each bell. And that way, we would have the bells ringing for success to help the homeless into the new year.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea. I love that idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll work on that. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely want to remember the homeless, those in need, especially during the holidays, because they really get forgotten. And and even times like these, when we have tragedies, so such big tragedies back to back in Texas and then Florida, charities really suffer during this time because everybody's attention is on these storms, and rightly so. But you can't forget about everybody else throughout the country because there are issues like these four families that we turned the electricity on for. Their electricity was still off, even though these storms were going on. They're still in their own tragedy, in their own hurricane of life, I guess you could say. So if that's well said, I don't know, but yeah.
No, it is, and we are our brother's keeper. And if we can help someone in their time of trial, I think it gives them the hope and the impetus to carry on and put one foot in front of the other and to try to put themselves, in the place that they should be. So you're right. When charity begins at home, and if we can give somebody a chance, that's giving them a little bit of hope, and that helps to propel them towards the success that they deserve as a person. So thank you for your ministries. It's very important.
And thank you. And lastly, before we go to calls, yes, and tonight's show, I'm going to be focusing more on 9/11, but I do want to say definitely we want to remember what happened. Yeah, and the tragic loss of life and what a sad day it was.
No, never forget. They are all heroes, every single one of them. And I know that when they walked into the gates of heaven, I know that every saint, every holy person came to welcome them home, because we all have to die. That's a sad fact of life. But to die as a hero with honor, each and every one of them, I think there were, over 3,000 souls that were taken from us. They have just helped us to come back through the fire like the phoenix. We are a wonderful nation. We are going to succeed. And, through their efforts, they'll never be forgotten. And we have to thank them each and every day for all their contributions. Bless them. Never forget.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I think it's one of those moments that we all remember where we were at that time and what we were thinking. On those days that were etched in our memory. But in a positive note, I think at least for me, the worst that we thought that day, as far as what we thought might happen as far as our future, I think didn't come true, because I know when that happened, I walked that night with a friend and we were talking about, boy, what future do we have for our kids now? And we really had a more dire thoughts of what the future was going to be. And I'm glad to say that didn't happen. So we rose up.
We came together, and we came together as a nation. And I think that memory, that remembrance will always help us to move forward, to be the Americans that we have to be, and to help fellow Americans, and to actually help peace throughout the world. And I think if we could all join hands, no matter what we believe in or what we don't believe in, but if we could all just try to make the world a little bit of a better place for everybody, I think that is what it's all about. It's what you give out to help others. And, you do that with your ministry, you do that with your light workers. So let's just hope that it goes around the world the way it should and reverberates within everybody's soul.
Yes, yes, amen to that. Very well said. All right, well, let's see.
Off we go.
off we go. Let's see how many trifectas we get here with Linnea's connections here. So we'll
thank
ring
you.
The bells.
I love that, sir. Thank you.
Everybody call in and then press the 1 on your phone, okay, to speak to Linnea. 347-884-8245. And first caller up, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling. Hi, you have a very sweet voice. What question would you like to ask the universe to reveal to you?
Sure, thank you very much. I was just wondering if you could pick up anything in terms of my career, the next step for my career.
I think I'm going to open up Linnea's career counseling. That's okay. They are showing me December around you. Do you have a connection to December at all?
Not particularly.
All right. Well, I think by the month of December, there could be a new option for you. They are showing me the field of law. Does somebody do something in legal or criminal justice? Does somebody do anything with legal work around you?
No, but I've been thinking about that very, very much.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes you are given a little bit of intuitiveness for your own destiny. And I am going to say that I pick up a very strong analytical ability to look at a case or to look at a situation. And I think that you could be very instrumental in helping abused women and children. So have you ever thought about being a victim's advocate or doing something to help that segment of society at all?
Not in that way, but yes, I have been thinking about helping like environmental law was what I was thinking.
All right. Okay, well, I see a compassionate, caring kind of connection. What you might want to do is get involved with some kind of grassroots program that does environmental marketing, or you get into a program that's helping to make the earth go green. There's a lot of volunteer opportunities. And I think once you got your feet wet in that, that might show you a direction to get into changing the universe and changing, you know, conservation laws and things for waterways and things like that. So good luck. Let us know what comes true. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Happy Halloween. Take care.
Thank you. God bless.
You too.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. How many bells was that?
I'm going to say she was very sweet, and I think she's a very compassionate lady, too. But until I think she experiences some of the work that she's thinking about, that could give her a better insight as to whether or not this is something she wants to do. So she was very nice. I hope that we gave her some guidance, and she'll let us know what comes true for her.
All right. Well, great. I was in and out and couldn't hear it all, and I was hearing echoes here because I was playing on my phone speaker so that the Facebook listeners could hear it. And I was anyway. The headset on me was on one level, and the phone was on another, and I was just that was just too much. But anyway, deserve some bells there. All right.
Oh, thank you. Great.
All right, here with Linnea Starr, Psychic Medium, every Monday is 4:30 Eastern Time. Always having a great time. You can call on in and join in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone is all you have to do after you call in. Let's go to area code 812. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Jessica from Vincennes, Indiana.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for calling. And did you have a question about your future? Did you have something you'd like to be revealed to you tonight from the universe?
I really didn't have one in mind, but maybe something about relationships.
All right, well, thank you. And they are giving me April around you. Do you have a connection to the month of April at all? Is that a birthday, an anniversary, a passing? Does it mean anything to you?
Not that I know of.
All right. Well, by April, it could be that you're in a relationship of great happiness. Are you seeing somebody right now?
No.
All right. Well, it says there could be someone coming by spring. And they are showing me news of the upper respiratory system. Is someone having some issues with lungs or the throat area? Someone having anything with that esophageal area at all?
Yeah, my mom, she has upper respiratory lung disease.
All right. And how old? I'm sorry for the sickness. How old is your mom?
64.
Well, she's relatively young, so I'm going to say that they're showing me a gold, kind of a gold aura around her. So I think that that's going to be helpful for her. And why do they say Cynthia or Cindy? Do you have anyone with the name Cynthia or Cindy in your life right now?
Yeah, my good friend from work.
All right, well, you have a nice connection to that lady. So I'm going to say I think she's going to know about your new relationship. I think you're going to be sharing that with her. And do you have someone named Andrew or Andrea in your life? Anybody with those names? Do you have an Andrew or an Andrea?
Andrew. I'm not sure.
And just listen. That's okay. Listen for Andrew. So I see good news around your beautiful mom's, you know, issue. I see gold. It's a healing color. I see you sharing your happiness with a new relationship by telling your friend Cindy, Cynthia. And they're also showing me July 15th to the 20th. Do you have any connection to that week at all right now? Does that mean anything to you?
July 15th to the 20th? I had a cousin pass away around then.
All right, I'm sorry. Were you close to that cousin? Were you close to that particular person?
Yeah.
All right, I think they're sending you love. So I'm sorry for your loss, whoever this wonderful person is. They're kind of telling you they're watching over you from the other side, and they gave you a date that meant something. So please let us know what comes true, and good luck with your mom and your romance. And thanks. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Take care now.
All right, thanks for your call there. We appreciate you. So, how many bells is that, Linnea?
Yeah, I think 5 bells, because she got the good news for her mom, the name Cynthia, her friend at work, and then the sadness of a wonderful relative that passed, but they're sending their love. So I think that's a 5 on the trifecta scale. What do you think?
I agree. 5 is it.
Thank you.
All right.
Come on down. Here we
5.
Go.
Right.
Thank you.
If anybody can guess in the chat room where this music is coming from, let me know, because here's another little hint. Okay. So, which show? Whoa, you're not supposed to say the name. Linnea, that's for the guessers. What game show is this coming from? You guys in the chat room, and we'll see if someone wins. Let's go to our next caller. Again, call in and then press the 1 on your phone. It's really important. You press the 1. We got a lot of people on the phone lines, but a lot of you guys
Great.
Don't have
oh,
1
wow.
press.
Thanks.
So press your 1 on here to come aboard. 909, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Yadira, and I'm calling from California.
Thank you. I'm sorry I didn't hear your first name. Could you say it again?
Yes, it's Yadira.
Oh, it's a pretty name. Thank you. And
thank you.
Thank you. And they're showing me November around you. Do you have a birthday, an anniversary, a passing? Do you have anything in November that's important to you right now?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Well, it could be something new. So let's see what your question is, and maybe it will relate to your prophecy situation.
Well,
what question would you like to ask? Oh,
that was the first
ahead.
Impression I got. That was probably the answer to my question. I just wanted to know what you're picking up on my current romantic relationship. Do you see it moving forward into a committed relationship?
Oh, thank you. How old is the individual you're dating right now?
43.
All right. Well, I'm going to say it's a very positive kind of connection, and there could be some news that they might want to share with you in November. How long have you been together? How many, you know, what's the time span?
Well, we've been trying to get to know each other for about a year, but we've been seeing each other very slowly for a couple months now.
All right, so it seems to be gathering in momentum. So I'm going to say they show me Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. So that is always a time period. So I'm going to say I focus more on Roadrunner. So it looks like there's success in the getting to know you situation and being involved. And I'm going to say they might ask you to go away. So has someone mentioned a possible trip? You know, something spur of the moment? Has someone said, let's go away for the weekend? You know, is that
Not
something
yet.
You've heard of?
Okay. Not yet, but
that
I was so looking forward to that.
All right, well, I'm going to say
Not
by
yet.
November. Well, I'm hearing by November there could be a connection to asking you to take a trip. Why are they showing me Carmel, California? Does someone have a connection there?
No, I used to live in Northern California when I was a kid, but I don't have any connections up there.
All right, but that you lived near there as a younger person in your life?
I did.
All right, well, I think that's a trifecta right there. So they're just kind of giving you the past, so you did have a past connection there. And why are they showing me October 10th to the 20th around you? Do you have anything in your life that corresponds to that 10-day period? Does that mean anything to you?
No.
It could be a raise. What do you do for your work? What's your work venue?
I work for UPS. We get our raise. We just got a raise in August. I don't know what October 10th or 20th would be.
Money around you. You know, could be money maybe, you know.
Yay.
Fortune's going to smile on you. Money's always a happy thing. So I see a trip with this person. I did see a past connection to a town or an area that you once had, you know, a vibration for. And they are showing me Hawaii. So has somebody been to Hawaii around you? Have you been to Hawaii at all?
I'm planning a trip for my daughter in March for her sweet 16th. So I'm hoping to get
Hawaii.
That done. Yeah.
Okay. Is it Maui? Is it Maui? Are you going to send her to Maui?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where we're going to go. I have a friend that lives in Hawaii, but I'm not familiar with the islands. But, yeah, we're heading that way in March.
All right. Well, great. They're just showing me Hawaii. Have a great trip.
Yay.
And it looks like
awesome.
The gentleman that I'm picking up on, there could be a request to go away locally and just have a really great vacation, mini vacation. So good luck. Let us know what comes true. Thank
you. Sounds amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, take you too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. Again, call on in 347-884-8245 and speak to Linnea Starr, psychic medium. We're doing free readings right now, so press the 1 on your phone, call in, and then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard is all you have to do there. And I'm sure that last call was deserving a lot of bells. I heard a lot of hits there.
Yeah, she got some cool stuff. Good for her. Yeah.
That'd be great. Definitely. All right. So everybody's welcome. And if you want a private session with Linnea Starr, you can reach her at her website, LinneaStarr.com. The link is here on the show page. Or the phone number. Here is the phone number, 978-549-7802. It's on the show page, as I said, as well. So you can see it there, and Linnea is my guest every Monday here at this time, 4:30 Eastern Time, as we start to dive into our fall schedule here. So that's really great, which really starts this week, so everybody's getting back from vacations and all that stuff, so I'm looking forward to the fall in October, and then the Christmas season, and all that, holidays, so sounds great.
Thank you.
All right, Linnea, let's go to our next caller then. Let's go to 512 Texas. Welcome. Could we get your first name, please?
Patrick.
Hi, hello? Patrick. I hope you're – hi, can you hear us? Can you hear
yes.
us? Okay. I hope you're all safe and sound down there. I know Texas has been hard hit by the weather situation, so I hope that you're okay. And what question would you like to ask? And thank you so much for calling us. What would you like to ask tonight?
I was wondering if I could get any information on like my spirit guides.
All right, thank you. As we're speaking to each other, they are showing me a lot of American Indian symbols. So I'm going to say I see a couple of eagles. I also see a bear. A bear is always strength. So I'm wondering, on your own level, have you noticed anything in your vibration that would show you those particular symbols? Have you noticed any eagles or any bear symbols around you at all? Have you noticed that recently?
I've definitely noticed the eagle, for sure.
All right. Oh, great. Okay. And are you a healer? Because I kind of pick up that you might do something with Reiki or aura work. Are you doing anything in that metaphysical venue right now?
Yes, I am, actually. I'm into the chakras and the third eye, and I'm kind of teaching friends and loved ones stuff about it. So.
Okay, great. So I'm going to say, I think you do very, very well with aura and energy work. There's a very strong green color around you. Green is always symbolic of good luck and a connection to the other side. So I'm going to say the green part means you're growing and you're developing in your own venue. Do you have any American Indian blood in your family at all? I pick up a strong American Indian symbolism. So do you have any relatives that might have been related to American Indians at all?
Yes, all of my mother's side is, and some of my father's side are related to American Indians, so that's definitely
right. You might at some point in your life get to Sedona, Arizona. That's a very spiritual place, as I've been told. I haven't been there. I want to get there. You did. You went. Oh, that's awesome. Did you feel a really great connection to all of that spiritual? Oh, yeah. All right, so that kind of opened up your aura to this American Indian pathway. So I'm going to say you also might be doing something with those spiritual bowls. You know what they do, the crystal bowls, they make different sounds. So I'm going to say that might be your next venue. And I'm going to say they're showing me dream catchers, which is always, you know, an American Indian symbol. And I keep seeing a falcon. Do you have anything with a falcon symbol on it at all?
I see them all the time. That's probably the number one animal that I see.
Guide.
And the singing bowl. I do have a singing bowl here with me.
You might try to get involved in that, because your vibration kind of connects with the singing bowl, and it brings your vibration to a higher frequency. So I'm thinking this is a very strong beginning for you, a beginning pathway. And they keep showing me the name Hiawatha. Now, that's an Indian legend. Do you have anything with Hiawatha on it at all? Are you familiar with that?
That doesn't sound...
All right. That's right. It's got to do with the Gitche-Gumi. It's about rivers and things that have to do with an American Indian person that was connected to water. So I'm going to say, if I see that, that would mean that your water, where you're going in life, the current of your life is taking you on the waterway to bigger and better things. So good luck. Please let us know what comes true. And I think you're going to be doing something with hands-on healing, energy work, and also working perhaps with people getting well again, people, you know, recovering from something. So I think you're going to be working on helping their energy regenerate. So good luck. Let us know what comes true.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You were awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. Stay safe. And all right. Well, great call there again.
Ten bells.
All right, 10 bells it is. All right. Hit after hit.
Thank you.
All right. Still no one has guessed. What game show does that sound come from? First winner to win it, we'll get the next reading. How about that?
Good.
let's see here. Let's go to one of our sweetest callers that I have here. I don't think she's ever talked to you, Linnea, before. So let's bring her on. This, I believe, is Carol from Pennsylvania. Carol?
Hi, Michael. Hi, Leanna. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you so much for calling.
Good. Thank you, Michael,
for
putting me through.
Sure. Yes. What would your question be?
What does the universe have for me? I don't have it narrowed down, but what's it hold for me?
All right, well, I'm hearing that phrase, I was once lost and then I'm found. So I think this is the year that you might discover what would really make you happy. They're just showing me a couple of different roads, and actually the poem, The Road Not Taken, by Robert Frost. So I think you might have taken the road not taken. I'm going to say you march to the beat of a different drummer. And I think you have a strong connection to help people.
Okay. Okay.
Any kind of nonprofits at all?
What's that?
Are you working with any nonprofit agencies at all?
No, no. My husband passed away 6 months ago, so...
I'm sorry.
Thank you, thank you. And I just know where I'm headed or...
All right, I think what I pick up from the spirit world around you is that if you were to get involved in a nonprofit and maybe volunteer on a part-time
mm-hmm.
basis, I think that might help you, connect to what you're hoping to find and help you get out of the cocoon of grief. You know, grief has no timeline, but if we work, on ourselves and if we try to give back, sometimes that will take off the cocoon of grief and the butterfly emerges. How old was your wonderful husband? I'm sorry for your loss. How old was your husband?
He just turned 68. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you. And he keeps telling me to show you the letter L. Does somebody have the letter L in their name around you? Or him? Is there anyone with an L letter?
No. Who's telling you the L? My husband?
Yes, he's showing me the letter L. L.
Okay. What? Larry. Larry just passed away. His friend.
Is that a friend? All right, so I got the letter L.
That's his friend.
I think.
That's
his friend. So they're together. Okay, so I think they're together. Yeah.
Okay.
Larry, I got the letter L. And your husband keeps showing me a peacock. Do you have anything with an image of a peacock on it? Any figurine or anything that has a peacock symbol at all?
No.
All right, well, peacocks mean pride, so I think he's very happy on how you handled everything, how you're getting through everything. He said she can do it. She can do it. He said, like the little engine that could, the little train that goes up the hill. He said she can do it. And he's actually showing me a railroad. So do you live near a railroad station? Is there something with a train connected to you at all?
No.
Well, he's showing me a train. So are you taking a train trip at all? Are you going anywhere on the train?
Yeah, we did when he was okay.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's showing me the train.
Uh-huh.
And what month did your husband die in, sadly? What month
January.
Did he pass?
January.
All right, thank you. He's showing me the 11th to the 19th. When did he sadly pass to glory?
29th.
All right, so he was still here. And he's showing me the letter W. Does someone have the letter W around you or your husband? Well, he says William. Do you have a William in your life at all?
Oh, he had a brother that passed away.
I got W. William. He's with William. They're together.
Okay.
So William, your husband, the gentleman named Larry, and he says she can do it. She's the little engine that could. And he's showing me one more thing. Why is he showing me a little mule? He says, show the little mule. A mule.
A mule.
Was somebody stubborn? Was somebody a little stubborn around you?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know who it is, but he said, show the mule. And mules are determined. So he says, my girl is determined. So I'm going to say I think you're going to find, yourself maybe a part-time position helping. And he said that will help you bridge that gap. How long were you two married? How long were you married?
This year, he passed in January, and in April, we would have been 45 years.
All right, that's a beautiful lifetime together.
Yes.
So I think he says he's still very connected. And he keeps showing me African violets. Why is he showing me those flowers? African violets. Did someone give you
blue?
An African violet? Well, they are a purpley blue. So did someone
purpley
give you
blue.
An African violet?
Oh, he would talk about them because he went to Colorado. What was that out there? And he says all these flowers were bluish, greenish.
All right. Well, he's showing me African violets, and he says a Madonna. He's showing me a symbol of a Madonna. Does someone have a symbol of the Blessed Mother anywhere around you?
I do.
Do you have
do.
Anything? All right.
Yeah,
right,
I have like a little stand with.
Right.
Oh my goodness!
She
yeah.
says that's his connection. He's with her, and he's with the brother William and the friend L. Larry.
Larry, Larry just passed, And you know, I had a dream of my husband last night. When I'm troubled, he comes in dreams.
Of course.
Yeah.
And keep a dream log. Keep a dream log, because that will give you a little clarity about what he's trying to say. And why does he show me daisies? He's showing me daisies with the yellow centers. Did someone give you a bouquet of daisies recently?
Daisy. No, they used to kid him when he was young, those yellow flowers. I don't know. I remember him telling me.
That's okay. But he says you're going to get something with daisies on it, and that will always, it's a little poem. He loves me, loves me not. He loves me, loves me not.
Aww,
he says, I love her, and the daisies will be coming from him. So let us know when you get your daisies.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much. Do you see anything? My son's dog just passed away, and they're having a hard time. Do you see him with animals? Because we have four of them over there. Do you see any around him?
Well, I'm just going to say
it was a
pug. He's giving me the letter B. Does somebody have the letter B in a pet's name at all? Does a pet have the letter B?
Let me see. Cece, Sandy, Ollie just passed. But Brian is my son, and it's a B.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so B would be the owner of the little, the sad little dog that passed away. So I think your husband is trying to say, tell B I took charge of the new pup. So he's got him.
Oh, okay. Because my son asked me, do you think Dad is with Ollie? They're having a hard time. Ollie is 14-year-old. Yeah.
Oh, that's
okay.
A long
and
night.
I'll relay the message.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay,
great
thank
night.
You. Thank
Take
you
care.
Very much. It was very good. Very good
you
reading.
You are great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks,
thank you,
Carol.
Michael. Yeah.
All right. You. Take care. Take care.
Uh-huh.
All right. And, Carol, check your inbox. Uh-huh. I sent you a message a while back. I don't think you've seen it on Messenger. But, yes, Carol's she's a
sweet
sweetheart.
Lady.
Yeah, yeah, very sweet.
And her husband. Yeah, her husband seems to be a devoted part of her vibration. So I hope the daisies come through quickly, and that would be wonderful. So thank you. She was an awesome call.
Yeah. Yeah. Her husband is a big part of her life and her family, and it was a big loss to them, but it was kind of bittersweet. As she has said on this show, so I'm not divulging any confidence. She had Alzheimer's, and so it was kind of bittersweet. They didn't, you know, want him to be in that state of, you know, not remembering.
That's hard. So I'm happy that he was able to give some people that he's connected to on the other side. And then, so I hope that that helped everybody. God bless them.
Yes, great. A whole bunch of bells on that one. Bells and whistles and everything. That was
thank
great.
You.
Great.
All the cool stuff.
Some happiness. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, let's go here. Probably be our final call of the evening here, but let's bring in Utah, and we'll bring in Lisa to the show. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, can you hear us? Oh, I don't hear her.
Lisa, are you there? Let's give her just a minute.
Might have gotten lost, yeah.
She was just sending me a message. let me just type to her there. Are you there? We can't hear you, Lisa. In case you're hearing us, we can't hear you at all. So
sorry about that, right?
Yeah, right. So, all righty. Okay. Let me look at the boards here. If there's anybody else that wants a quick reading, press the 1 on your phone. Press the 1 on your phone, like, super quick, and okay. 617, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Pauline, Massachusetts.
I think I know who this is.
You do.
Hi, you're calling from Winthrop, correct?
How
are you?
Good,
oh,
how you doing?
So awesome. Nice to hear from you, and I have seen Crowns of Success around your wonderful husband's election. How is he doing?
He's good. He's moving forward.
All right, he's doing great.
Everything he can. Yeah.
He should, and I think he's a stand-up kind of guy. And the fun thing about us is I told you your little girl would go to BU and study journalism when she was 10, and what is she doing now?
She's in her sophomore year at BU, and she's loving it, and she's studying journalism.
Good for her. Great. And then the baby I saw dancing around the world, and she's really coming into her own with all of her dancing. She won some wonderful competitions, am I right?
She absolutely did, yes. And she was invited to go dance in Australia next summer and back to Hollywood in December. Yeah.
Yep, she's dancing around the world. And do you have a question tonight? Ask the universe.
My husband's uncle, Joe, used to live with us.
Right.
And he was very special to us. And he recently passed away. And I just want to know if he's feeling better now.
All right, how old was the wonderful man?
He was 68.
All right, well, I'm going to say that I think sometimes if we've had an illness, did he have an illness for a little bit of time?
He had Williams syndrome and mental retardation, towards the end he started to go blind, and he had problems with, like, fluid on his heart.
He'd come spend
the weekend with us.
So I'm going to say there was a lot of happiness with your family helping him. And I'm going to say, too, when we go to spirit, our esoteric body is perfect again. You know, if you have any imperfections or any illnesses. So I think he's given me the symbolism of a bird flying out of the bird cage, meaning that he left his human body with a lot of, you know, sad medical issues. But I think when he got to glory, I think he was welcomed in. And, you know, your esoteric body is perfect again. He keeps showing me a yellow bird. Does someone have anything with a yellow bird's image on it? It looks like a canary. Does someone have anything with a yellow bird picture or figurine at all? Are you familiar with that right now?
We do have a yellow duck stuffed animal that my dog used to, like, drop on his lap all the time.
All right. Well, I got a parakeet. Sorry. But if it was a duck, I think he might be sharing that. That's kind of cute. So the dog had a nice connection to him, too. And for some reason, he says pinky promise. Did somebody do pinky promise with the little pinky finger with him? Do you know?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
His mother used to do that with him all the time.
All right. And where is his beautiful mother?
She's in spirit.
All right, he said, I'm with the lady, you know, the pinky swear person. So I'm going to say I think his mother welcomed him into the gates of heaven to spend eternal life with all of his loved ones. So I hope that helped you. Thank you so much for calling.
It did. Thank you.
Thank you, Pauline. Talk to you soon.
I enjoyed your show. Thank you.
Me too. Give my love to everyone. Thank you.
I love you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. What a nice family.
Yeah, that was very sweet. Let's see if we could get Lisa back on. I think she's called back.
Okay.
And Lisa, Utah, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you. What town are you from?
I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Thank you. Beautiful city, a very spiritual place. The Mormon group out there is awesome. Do you have a connection to the Mormon group at all?
I am a member, but I'm not active.
All right. Beautiful spiritual city. What would you like to pose to the universe tonight? What question would you like to ask?
I want to know generally about my health, because I know I'm not feeling the best, and I know I'm getting older, but still, I want to know if I feel health issues are coming on, but I don't know if it's me or if I'm feeling it from somebody else.
All right, what you might want to do is, have you had a physical recently? Have you gone to a practitioner to check yourself out?
I did one in June, and my doctor said at the time my blood work was normal, but he did my thyroid level because it's kind of weird, because in my family there's thyroid problems, and there's cancer, and there's diabetes and all that. And I've been gaining some weight.
Well, I'm going to say that you're cognizant of when you feel well and when you don't. So I would maybe go back to that practitioner or another one. I would try to get on a nutritional regimen. Maybe you want to meet with a nutritionist to pick out the optimal foods that are better for yourself. And I'm going to say, are you in an exercise regimen? Do you exercise regularly? Do you get outside? Do you move around? Are you able to do that?
I walk at least 3 times a day if I can. If I can't, then I go. I try to run at least 2x a day. If I can't do that, then I do a lot of walking.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that, you know, you are motivated on several different levels. So I'm going to say they're showing me a great white ivory color around you. And that's always the color of optimal health and feeling good. So I would follow your regimen. If you feel you need to speak to a practitioner, go back or find another one that you might be more happy with. And why do they say Stephen around you? Do you have a Stephen or a Stephanie in your life at all?
My adopted sister's name is Stephanie.
All right. That's your doctor's sister?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to say, just said to give you that name. And they also say Lorraine. Do you have a Lorraine in your life at all?
She is my aunt, and she's about to die.
I'm sorry, she's what? She's not well?
She's my great aunt, and she's about to die.
All right, well, I'm going to say who's ever talking to me is just sending love and care to that particular lady, and I hope that that helps. And they're also saying Carla. Do you have a Carl or a Carla around you?
My grandfather, my dad's dad, but he passed away when I was a little girl.
All right, well, you have a guardian angel named Carl. That was your wonderful dad's dad, his own dad. So even though you didn't know him, this Carl gentleman knows you. So he just wants that he's in your corner. So good luck. Let us know what comes true, and I hope that you feel better.
All right, thanks, you guys. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Lisa. Take care. All right, great call. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
That's a nice name.
Yeah. Yeah, all good calls all the way around for Linnea Starr. So that is great. So that's a great
Thank
way
you.
To
Thank
end the
you,
show
Michael.
Here.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you soon, and good luck. Take care. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, that's Linnea Starr, and she is here on Mondays here at the same time, 4:30 Eastern time here on Journey into the Light. Coming up next is going to be the Doctors In Medical Intuitive. Scott Warner takes your calls. So everybody, please redial as we continue here on Journey into the Light. Everybody is welcome to call back in if you have a question. It's Medical Intuitive, and I will repost mine and also redo my Facebook Live to indicate that. Thank you, everybody.